When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Snoop Dogg and Doc is going to host the Arizona Bowl. He and Dr. Dre are going to sponsor it. The Arizona Bowl will now be called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. It is going to be how it's happening. And Snoop released a video message where he said college football fans are exhausted by the constant talk around NIL, conference realignment, coach movement, transfer portal, and super conferences. So it's time that we get back to the roots of college football when it was focused on the colleges, the players, and the competition, the community, the fan experience, and the pageantry. I'm ready to bring the juice back to college football.
And hey, so who's the actual sponsor? Who's actually paying for this to be the sponsor? Is this a gin company? Because it's gin and juice.
Well, let's see.
Are they shelling out? They're not shelling out their own dollars, are they?
Well, they. I think they are for the naming rights. I think they are doing that. It's not exactly clear, but this is what's crazy about it is there have been other naming rights and sponsors involved with bowls. And what's unique about this is it's never been an alcohol brand. They've really tried to steer clear of alcohol because most of the college football players in the bowl game can't drink for obvious reasons. So.
And most college football players do smoke pot. So there we go.
That's true. So this is a random new one where players cannot.
When I say most, Caleb, I mean 51%+. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't even blame them. Like the level of pain they're taking, they should. I actually encourage it. But where I'm getting back is that so this follows like Jimmy Kimmel now has a bowl that's sponsored. It's the LA Bowl. But I actually think the Snoop one is a little bit unique. And here's why I think this could work. Snoop, for those who don't realize, because, and I get it, we're all shrouded in covering the SEC. We know SEC culture in and out. What people don't understand is for a certain time period in California, Dave, you know this, there is a deep-rooted college football culture in pockets of Southern California because of USC. Deep-rooted.
Very, very, very true.
Yes. And, I mean, the Rose Bowl, if anybody's ever seen the Rose Bowl, if you want tradition and pageantry brought back to college football, watch the Rose Bowl. They understand the pageantry of college football better than any bowl committee possible. So it's weird, and people don't really get it, but as much as college football is a regional Southern sport with a couple of Midwestern pockets, weirdly, pockets of L.A. and Southern California love college football because of the USC tradition. Snoop is somebody who understands that and understands the history of it. I mean, you know, talking about a guy who was growing up when Marcus Allen was at USC, who's one of the greatest running backs of all time, talking about a guy who was living in LA when the OJ trial happened. Whatever you think about OJ, that dude is in college football lore. I mean, he's one of the greatest college football players of all time.
It's true. And whatever you think about Marcus Allen, he's damn lucky because he was supposed to be that waiter that night. Anyway. Go ahead.
But you think OJ could have gotten him, though, the way he got Ron and Nicole? Marcus Allen would have beat the heck out of OJ.
I don't know, but I think having a 9-inch knife helps.
I think he would have stood down if it was Marcus Allen, because OJ's such a coward.
That's a different story. Back to the All Blunt Bowl.
Yes. I think this is great because I think Snoop actually understands what the pageantry of college football is about. He's not just going to try to, he's not just saying this. And I think Snoop, if there's anybody that could make football, college football, cool on the West Coast again, it's Snoop. And here's the other part. I believe the Arizona Bowl has a Big 12 tie-in. The Arizona is now in the Big 12. Many of the Pac-12 schools have joined the Big 12. This is part of the Big 12's move of understanding a unique way to make college football still appealing beyond the way it's appealing to the SEC. Look, sorry, and this is why I say this about Greg Sankey. You don't have to work that hard to make college football appealing in the Southeast. There's no creativity that's required, okay? No. You just have to preside over it.
You can go to high school football stadium in the South and see that.
Exactly. So if you're the and a lot of the Big Ten's the same way. So if you're the Midwest, I mean, if you're the Big 12 tied with Arizona, kind of, you know, what do they call it? The four corner states, Dave, that southwestern region over there, the Rocky Mountains and the West Coast. You want to make football appealing, you got to find a different way. Getting involved, having the former CEO of Roc Nation as commissioner of the Big 12, Snoop getting involved with Arizona, whatever you think about with the Arizona Bowl, whatever you think about him personally, Dion being the head coach at Colorado, a Big 12 school. You're seeing a way college football has become. Do you think it's artificial, or do you think this could really make college football matter in places outside of the Southeast just in a different way?
I think all you're saying and being associated with those people makes it hip. Whereas college football compared to the NFL just 4 or 5 years ago, I thought was viewed as the old man's version. And the NFL was the young man's version. But since guys are being treated fairly in NIL, since they're able to move around, since it's more exciting in the offseason because there's stuff to follow, I think that's changed. I think the young guys getting involved, you mentioned Dre, I assume, with the Big 12, and we got Deion Sanders, and you mentioned these other guys getting involved. Yes, I think brings more publicity to the sport.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I've said before, whether it's this Snoop Bowl or whatever it is, the trend for college football is going up, 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 up. And people, my NFL fan friends, think I'm crazy when I say this, but college football is going to be comparable in viewership to the NFL within the next 10 years, maybe even 5. I'm not saying it's going to beat it consistently, but the numbers in the big games are going to be significant. I'm not going to say the numbers of the regular season are going to be significantly comparable because you have so many more teams that individual people want to root for. But when you start getting to the playoffs, I think those numbers within 5 to 10 years, you tell me if I'm wrong, Caleb, I respect your opinion. I think they will be comparable to what the NFL is throwing out in their playoffs. I really do.
I don't know if it's a long-term thing, but I will say that I've agreed with you from the start that the next 5 years of college football is going to explode. I mean, Shannon Terry himself said that, and by the way, he's been how ahead of the curve has Shannon Terry been on every single business he started related to college football? And he has said college football is in the second inning of a rocket ship about to launch to the moon. My question for college football, and I've said this for a while, I believe that rocket ship is going to launch to the moon. Will it go for the stars after that, or is it going to come crashing back down to earth and not getting new followers the way they need to? Because that is the question.
Or will it make the moon? Apollo 13 didn't even make the moon.
True, but they at least came back safely.
That's true, and they circled it. TriStar Hats, for the latest in TriStar Hats, go to the original, TriStarHatsCo.com. It's right below TriStarHatsCo.com. We love TriStar Hats. And if you join Hooker's Corner, and the link is right there on the message board, you will get a TriStar item and a Celebrate 98 book just for joining. It's $9.98. That's it. And you'll get inside info and great stuff on the balls from me and Caleb and that connectivity as well. We certainly appreciate that. Also, I wonder if this bowl game could do things, and what might they be to be more exciting? We would think they would have a great halftime show and a pregame show, right? Your kids don't decide where they play their bowl games. The schools do. But kids decide if they play hard or not. I bet you if you're going to, and let's take a Liberty Bowl that means nothing, or this bowl that means nothing, I bet the kids will play harder because it's the Snoop and Dre bowl game. They sound idiotic. Do you think I'm being idiotic?
Well, it depends on how this is worked in. I hope this type of stuff, by the way, ends up getting worked into playoff games. Honestly, I think that would make it more fun. But I think one of the things they would understand, and I mean, I would just say this. I don't know if anybody's ever been entrenched in it. I just know it through family ties and things like that. Exterior family, in-laws. The HBCU culture has a very, very, very steeped in tradition college football culture. And the big thing for those is the bands. I'm sure you know about that, Dave, the bands for the HBCUs. The bands are huge. It's a big point of pride. I mean, in a lot of if you guys ever go to HBCU games, a lot of times they won't even be watching the game. That's when they're getting their food and stuff. And then everybody's in the stands when the bands are performing at halftime. Everybody.
Well, we had a school, and I can give you an example. We had a school called Austin East in Knoxville. And what would happen is people would get their ducks in a row, in which they would basically recruit that school. And for instance, you could say you wanted to go to Latin at Powell, and they didn't offer Latin at Austin East, which was an inner city school. So I'm giving you all that background to tell you that at times Austin East was horrible. At times they were great. If they got their kids poached, they were horrible. But I can remember many times Powell playing their rival Austin East, which was an African-American school. And I can remember nobody coming to the game from AE until about 10 minutes before halftime. And then they all wanted to see the band because they would lay down the instruments, dance. It was super cool. And then they would pick their instruments back up and keep playing. Yeah, it was worth watching. I didn't watch bands except for the AE band, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And so it's a huge part of HBCU culture for when college football, as you know, was huge among HBCUs before integration, because that was where they would go. And you know, this, the AFL and NFL would scout the HBCUs more than they scouted the SEC for a period of time in the 60s because of how good the talent was there. And that's where the band culture really got big. Well, nowadays, a lot of these bands, they focus a lot with current music. So they're very up to date on hip hop music and things like that. And they are, you're right, the dancing and stuff is really cool with how they incorporate it in. You don't think Snoop is aware of that? You don't think people like Deion are aware of that?
Can I give you what I think is the answer to these bowl games staying relevant? And I thought about it a lot last night. It's the same thing that the NFL Pro Bowl did forever. You pay $25,000 to the winner or $12,500 to the loser. And I know that I'm not saying that those are the exact numbers, but I think a financial reward to the winner is the way to go to continue for them to be relevant, so that they play hard, so that they push other players that are thinking about skipping and opting out to play in the bowl game. That to me is the best way for those bowl games that we worry about to remain relevant, because it's going to be a struggle with the playoff in place.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a big struggle. And
There's going to be 10% of the players that you're going to be talking about a lot less money, so they don't care. But 90% of the players, it's a, you know, 25,000 would be a pretty big chunk of change. The bottom player on a roster gets roughly 50-60 grand from NIL base before they start to grow as a player. So that would be a lot of money to more than half of the players.
So the only problem with that is I don't think these Bulls are going to generate enough money to pay the players out I think they're going to operate at a loss.
That's true. But now if I'm in a meeting with the bowl games, I'm saying, don't worry about that stupid billboard that you're running on, you know, next to the stadium. Don't spend money on that. I mean, I would have a different way of spending in the promotion of the game because, boy, they can waste money with the best of them.